Welcome back to the Mbago Media Finance Podcast. Today, we're diving into a situation that could have grounded one of Europe's major airlines, Lufthansa's pilot pension dispute.
That's right. The pilots' union, Vereinigung Cockpit, or VC, recently granted Lufthansa a crucial period of time to work through this contentious issue concerning pilot pension plans. It's a temporary truce, not a final resolution, and it averted what could have been a very costly strike.
And these pension plans are absolutely vital. They're a cornerstone of retirement security for these highly skilled professionals, deeply impacting morale and airline stability. This situation also fits into a broader narrative of labor relations in the aviation industry, which has been through so much, especially post-pandemic.
Exactly. Had a strike gone ahead, the ramifications would have been immense, impacting Lufthansa's operations, stranding countless passengers, and sending ripples through the wider economy. So, let's get into it. What exactly are these pension disputes, and why have they brought such a vital airline to the brink?
To really understand this, we need to get into the mechanics of pilot pensions, specifically in Germany where Lufthansa is based. These plans are often known as BBK, the German Supplementary Pension Fund for Pilots. They are far more than just simple savings accounts. They represent a long-standing commitment and a critical part of the compensation package that attracted pilots to the profession.
Historically, these schemes provided a robust safety net, ensuring a secure retirement for pilots who dedicate decades to their careers. But it's the specific changes or proposed adjustments by Lufthansa that have really ignited the union's concerns. These proposals could involve anything from altering contribution levels to reevaluating benefit calculations, or even shifting investment risk onto the pilots.
It's like a really complex savings account where the rules for deposits, withdrawals, and guaranteed returns are intricate, and the long-term value is subject to market fluctuations. For the thousands of pilots represented by the union, changes to these funds aren't minor tweaks, they significantly impact their future financial well-being.
Absolutely. The union's stance is clear. They view these proposed changes as unacceptable erosions of their members' hard-earned retirement security. Their core demands revolve around preserving existing benefits and ensuring any future adjustments respect the long-term commitments and the critical role these pensions play in attracting and retaining experienced professionals.
So, we grasp the stakes involved in these pension plans. They're fundamental to the pilot profession and the employer-employee relationship at Lufthansa. Now, let's turn our attention to the immediate events that propelled this dispute to such a critical point, pushing the airline and its pilots to the edge of industrial action.
The path to this recent reprieve was definitely paved with escalating tensions. The negotiation process, that delicate dance between management and labor, had unfortunately reached an impasse. There were sticking points that seemed like insurmountable obstacles, preventing any forward movement.
And at the heart of these discussions was Vereinigung Cockpit, the union acting as the primary bargaining representative for the pilots. They held the ultimate power to initiate a strike, which requires a formal mandate from their members, signifying a collective willingness to withhold labor as a form of protest and leverage.
The pressure points for both Lufthansa and the pilots were acutely felt. For Lufthansa, the operational disruption of a pilot strike would be catastrophic, grounding flights, damaging its reputation, and incurring massive financial losses. For the pilots, the strike threat was their ultimate bargaining chip.
During this period, we saw both sides engaging in public communication, often framing their positions to garner support. Union leaders emphasized the importance of long-term security, while Lufthansa management stressed the need for cost efficiency and adaptation to changing market conditions. It was a tense situation, with the distinct possibility of significant disruption looming large.
Audio cue, sound of an airplane taking off, then fading into a more tense, unresolved musical tone. Yes, it felt like we were on the verge of something major happening.
Yet, amidst this palpable tension, a crucial decision was made. The union, Vereinigung Cockpit, opted to grant Lufthansa a reprieve, a period of time to address the pension dispute without the immediate threat of a strike. This wasn't a decision made lightly, and there are several layers to understanding why this truce was offered.
It could be seen as a gesture of good faith, signaling that the union is willing to engage constructively if the airline demonstrates a genuine commitment to finding a resolution. Or, It might have been a strategic move, allowing for more in-depth negotiations without the immediate pressure of an imminent strike.
Union leaders often articulate these decisions with a focus on the ongoing dialogue. They might express that the reprieve is contingent on meaningful progress in negotiations, emphasizing that this isn't an indefinite delay but a focused period for resolution. The implications of this reprieve are significant.
It provides a vital window for both parties to step back from the brink, reevaluate their positions, and explore pathways toward a mutually acceptable agreement. The question for observers, and indeed for the union, is whether this pause indicates genuine progress or just a temporary deferral of conflict.
This breathing room offers a critical opportunity. But what does the future hold for Lufthansa and its pilots as they navigate this complex terrain? Looking ahead, the pathways to resolution are multifaceted, each with its own set of potential opportunities and pitfalls.
For Lufthansa to truly satisfy the union and secure a lasting peace, they'll likely need to address the core anxieties surrounding pension security. This could involve demonstrating a commitment to maintaining current benefit levels, offering greater transparency in fund management, and perhaps exploring new models for contribution and risk sharing that are perceived as more equitable.
The union, in turn, will need to weigh the airline's financial realities against the security needs of its members, potentially considering compromises that still safeguard the essential aspects of their retirement plans. We also have to consider the broader industry trends that inevitably cast a shadow over these negotiations.
Absolutely. The push for greater sustainability, the integration of new technologies, and the ever-present economic fluctuations all create a dynamic backdrop. Imagine a branching path ahead, one leads to a sustainable resolution, requiring open communication and compromise. The other leads to further conflict if a satisfactory agreement cannot be reached.
The risks of not reaching a sustainable agreement are considerable, extending beyond immediate financial costs to encompass reputational damage and long-term workforce management challenges. Ultimately, the situation at Lufthansa serves as a potent reminder of the delicate balance required in industrial relations, a balance that hinges on trust, transparency, and a shared commitment to a stable future.
The temporary truce offers a chance to find that equilibrium, but the hard work of negotiation and mutual understanding lies ahead. Now, let's circle back to the broader context, pensions as a pillar of the pilot profession. It's a story about trust, long-term commitments, and the evolving nature of employee compensation in a highly skilled and regulated sector.
To truly understand the weight of these pension discussions, we need to appreciate the historical context. For decades, pilot roles have been highly sought after, requiring extensive training and discipline. In return, airlines historically offered comprehensive compensation packages, and a significant part of that was a secure and generous pension.
These weren't just an afterthought. They were a fundamental part of the career proposition. Think about it, a pilot might spend 30, 40, even 50 years dedicated to the skies, operating under immense pressure. The promise of a comfortable retirement, guaranteed by a robust pension, was crucial for making such a demanding career path attractive.
And these BBK plans are not to be confused with the standard state pension. They are an additional layer of retirement provision, negotiated specifically for the pilot profession through collective bargaining. It's a product of specific agreements reflecting the unique demands and responsibilities of the job, essentially representing deferred compensation.
Now, why would an airline like Lufthansa seek to alter these established plans? The pressures on airlines are immense and multifaceted. We've touched on the pandemic's impact, but beyond that, there are ongoing market dynamics like volatile fuel costs, geopolitical events, and the constant need for fleet modernization, which requires billions in investment.
All these factors put a strain on financial resources. In such an environment, any significant recurring cost, like pension obligations, comes under scrutiny. Lufthansa is likely looking for ways to manage its financial liabilities and adapt to what it perceives as a changing economic landscape.
This might involve reducing the airline's direct financial exposure to the pension fund, perhaps by shifting investment risk. Historically, some plans might have guaranteed a certain rate of return, meaning the airline bore the brunt of market downturns. In a more volatile market, this becomes a significant burden.
Thus, proposals might include moving towards a defined contribution plan, where contributions are set but the payout depends on investment performance, or adjusting the formulas for calculating pension payouts. This is precisely where the conflict arises.
From the union's perspective, these proposed changes aren't just about numbers. They represent a fundamental breach of trust and a potential threat to their members' financial security. For pilots who have planned their lives around the existing pension structure, any significant alteration can feel like a betrayal.
Exactly. Imagine planning your retirement with a certain income secured, only to have that promise significantly diminished. It's not just about potential income loss, it's about the erosion of a fundamental expectation that was a cornerstone of their career choice.
The union, Varina Gung Cockpit, is fighting to preserve the integrity of these plans. Their demands typically center on maintaining existing benefit levels, ensuring sufficient future contributions, and crucially, that investment risk isn't unduly shifted onto the pilots. They argue these plans are necessary for attracting and retaining highly qualified pilots.
Let's use an analogy. Imagine building a house, and the foundation is the pension plan. You've worked years knowing this strong foundation will support you. Now, imagine the builder says, "We need to change the foundation, use less robust materials, and you'll bear some risk if the ground shifts." It's understandable to be deeply concerned about stability and security.
That's precisely the sentiment we see from the pilots. This dispute isn't just a localized labor disagreement, it's a symptom of a larger trend in how companies manage long-term employee obligations in an era of increased economic uncertainty and a greater emphasis on financial flexibility.
The stakes are high, not just for Lufthansa and its pilots, but as a case study for labor relations across other highly specialized industries. Now, let's pivot to the immediate drama that unfolded, the brinkmanship that led to this temporary truce. The journey to this point was marked by intense negotiations, where industrial action seemed inevitable.
The union, Varina Gung Cockpit, represents thousands of pilots. To initiate a strike, they need a formal mandate from their members, involving extensive consultation, voting, and a collective decision that the potential benefits outweigh the risks and disruptions. It's a significant undertaking.
The period leading up to the reprieve was characterized by what we call stuck points or impasse in negotiations. These are issues where both sides are entrenched, and no common ground can be found. For Lufthansa, the immediate concern would be the operational and financial fallout of a strike.
A grounded fleet means lost revenue, passenger dissatisfaction, and reputational damage. The impact on the wider economy is also significant. Travel disruptions can affect businesses, supply chains, and tourism. Think about the sheer number of flights Lufthansa operates daily. A strike would bring a substantial part of its network to a standstill.
For the pilots, the strike threat is their ultimate leverage, the mechanism by which they can force management to take their concerns seriously. The union leadership would have been communicating the airline's proposals, explaining why they're unacceptable, and rallying support for potential industrial action.
Simultaneously, Lufthansa management would have been presenting its case, likely emphasizing economic realities and the necessity of adapting its cost structure. This is often a public relations battle as much as a negotiation, with each side trying to shape public opinion.
We can almost visualize the scene: tense meetings, statements to the press, and an undercurrent of anxiety. Audio cue, a soundbite of news reporters discussing the potential strike, followed by a moment of silence. The specter of a strike hangs heavy in the air. It's a high-stakes game of chicken.
The decision by Varina Gung Cockpit to grant Lufthansa a reprieve is a critical turning point. It's not a capitulation, nor is it a sign that the dispute is resolved. Instead, it's a strategic pause. Why offer this breathing room? There are several plausible reasons, likely a combination of them.
Firstly, it could be a genuine gesture of good faith. The union might be signaling openness to further dialogue and willing to give Lufthansa a real opportunity to present a revised, more acceptable proposal. This can foster a more constructive negotiation environment.
Secondly, it could be a tactical maneuver. By stepping back from the immediate threat of a strike, the union might be aiming to encourage a better offer, gather more information, maintain member solidarity, or avoid negative public backlash. It's a way to regroup while maintaining pressure.
Union leaders often frame these decisions in terms of prioritizing dialogue, stating that the reprieve is contingent on Lufthansa demonstrating a serious commitment to finding a mutually agreeable solution. This language is crucial. It sets expectations and keeps pressure on the airline.
It emphasizes that this isn't an indefinite delay but a focused period for resolution. The implications of this reprieve are significant. It allows both sides to step back from the precipice and provides a vital window for deeper, more nuanced discussions.
For Lufthansa, it's an opportunity to demonstrate they understand the importance of pilot pensions and are willing to negotiate in good faith. For the union, it's a chance to assess the sincerity of Lufthansa's intentions and continue advocating for their members' long-term security. The crucial question, then, is what happens next?
What are the potential pathways to resolution, and what do they entail? One pathway involves Lufthansa making a significantly revised offer that addresses the union's core concerns about pension security. This could manifest in several ways.
This might include a commitment to existing benefit levels, fairer contribution models, transparent risk sharing, and long-term contractual guarantees that prevent future unilateral changes. On the other side, the union must acknowledge Lufthansa's financial pressures and explore compromises.
Compromises could involve phased changes, targeted adjustments, or perhaps negotiating for enhanced benefits in other areas, like improved working conditions or higher base salaries, in exchange for some flexibility on pension terms. Beyond the immediate negotiation, we must consider the broader context of the aviation industry.
The drive towards sustainability requires massive investments, which will put further financial pressure on airlines. Similarly, the increasing sophistication of air traffic control and AI integration might, over the very long term, alter the nature of the pilot's role. The global economic climate also remains a significant factor.
Recessions, inflationary pressures, and geopolitical instability can all impact air travel demand and airline profitability. Any long-term agreement on pensions must be robust enough to withstand these external shocks. Let's return to our branching path analogy.
The current reprieve presents an opportunity to choose the path of sustainable resolution. This path requires open and honest communication, data-driven decision-making, mutual respect, and a commitment to the future. It's about articulating needs, listening actively, grounding proposals in sound financial analysis, and acknowledging both sides' perspectives.
The alternative path, unfortunately, is one of continued conflict. If this reprieve isn't utilized effectively, if Lufthansa fails to present a credible offer, or if the union remains unwilling to consider compromise, the underlying issues won't disappear. They'll likely resurface, leading to renewed strike threats and more industrial action.
The consequences of such a scenario would be far-reaching: significant financial losses for the airline, reputational damage, eroded workforce morale, and industry instability. Strikes are incredibly expensive, not just in lost revenue but in the costs associated with cancellations and compensation.
Repeated industrial disputes can damage an airline's brand image, making it less attractive to customers and potentially impacting its stock value. Ongoing conflict erodes trust and can lead to decreased morale among employees, impacting productivity and loyalty.
The situation at Lufthansa is a potent reminder of the delicate equilibrium needed in industrial relations. It's a balance built on pillars of trust, transparency, and a shared vision for the future. The temporary truce offers a precious window to recalibrate and engage in the difficult but necessary work of finding common ground.
The hard negotiation and the commitment to mutual understanding are the real challenges that lie ahead. Will Lufthansa and Vereinigung Cockpit seize this opportunity to build a more stable future, or will the underlying tensions continue to simmer, threatening to boil over once again?
Only time, and the actions of both parties in the coming weeks and months, will tell. Audio cue, music swells slightly, becoming more reflective and hopeful, then fades out. That brings us to the end of our discussion on the Lufthansa pilot pension dispute. Thank you for joining us on Bagu Media, Finance.
Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back next time with more insights into the world of finance. Until then, stay informed.